Welcome back, Tobin and Leroy Show, final hour of the program. We're getting low. There you go. Shake that little finger there, Brittany. You go, girl.
You should have seen Jimmy running out, like dancing out of here. He's breaking it down.
It. Yeah, he's just happy because I'm not there.
He was thrilled.
Why is he sees the red light? Why is he coming out?
Go away.
Oh, get out of here.
You got her. Ooh. He has her sweatshirts.
Who has your sweatshirts?
Tyler, sorry. Tyler.
You know, thank goodness, because I'm cold, man.
Well, okay, what do you mean your sweatshirts? What kind of sweatshirts are we talking about?
Don't worry about it.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my God. Does Leroy get a sweater?
Yes.
Oh, my. You know what?
I can't even put it on.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm like, you know what's crazy?
It'll be ready
we
for
can
you in
cut
the, fall.
The arm off. One Ooh. Of the arms off.
I'm,
yeah,
I'm
we can give
actually
you a cut
limited
off.
To like five shirts.
You want a muscle shirt?
Mm.
Do you want us to make it like a muscle
or like a
muscle
a one
sweatshirt?
Sleeve as like you make your own trends.
Yeah,
cool.
Like you're like a term the Terminator. Who has like is the Terminator?
I had to
like
do that when I tore my bicep when I was with the Browns, but I kept playing. It didn't
was
hurt.
It the
was it the same?
Bicep?
I was.
Yeah.
Jinx.
But I didn't need surgery, and it never really hurt. It felt like a cramp when I did it. This one it tore all like, yeah, it was hideous.
I'd like to think that
now it's not. At least it's not like. Remember when Jennifer? Remember how hard it was? Like the my bicep.
Mm-hmm.
No, it's not like that anymore.
Is that it still swollen?
It's coming down. Like, you can see it in my hands.
No, like, I mean right here where you were concerned the other day.
Yeah, because that wasn't swelling. That was the
tight
bicep rolled up.
Mm-hmm. Ah! Bicep rolled up is just a horrible thing to even think about, to be honest.
Especially when I felt it pop.
Ah. Yeah.
But then it wasn't like I couldn't use my arm.
Nah, I don't even want to.
I was still doing stuff.
That's the problem, Leroy. You were walking on a broken leg. That was the problem.
Yeah. You got things to do.
I get that. I totally get that. These headlines brought to you by Doral Kia in Miami. At a Domino's game, you'll always find your abuelito. And whenever you want a low price, you save with your pricito. Save now with your pricito at Doral Kia. All week, all week with abuelito. No changes on that one.
I just am amazed that's the most Latin word you say since I've known you.
What about pancakes and perreo? We're back at it again, baby.
No.
Do you even know how to speak Spanish?
Nah, not really. But this is the thing. To a person that doesn't speak Spanish, I speak Spanish. To a person that speaks Spanish, they're like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
So, but the disrespect I get, much like all the other disrespect I get, it's completely unwarranted. And people,
but you realize that with your last name, everybody's going to assume that.
Yeah. No, they're the worst.
Especially in South Florida.
I know. And it's like, I couldn't have, like, my name couldn't be like Bill Johnson. It's like Marco Gonzalez. And it's like,
you can't even say your own name right.
See, you always, you know, you say.
And then she gets on people for not saying it right.
But and the rest of the culture
does. Roll your R's, Marcos.
But you know what's crazy? My wife does the same thing in French.
What do you mean? That she like makes fun of other people and like, you're saying it wrong?
When I say something, she'll be like,
yeah,
that's not how you say it.
Yeah, well, but you're not French though, so that makes sense. Brittany's French, she'll tell you.
Yep.
You know what's funny? Actually, me and Brittany, I had to translate. Like, I had to like call a mechanic,
yeah,
or whatever, and talk to him in Spanish because she was like, my Spanish is not.
My
good.
Spanish is terrible.
I'm sure that you were much.
That's
nicer.
Because you were in North Carolina,
South Carolina,
South Carolina, even worse.
Ugh. Well, I understand everything. It's just I don't speak it that well.
Yeah, no, which is, hey, Brittany, I'm here to tell you that's okay. The rest of the community will not tell you that. The rest of the community will be like,
but I'm probably better at speaking Spanish than you are.
I think you are. Yeah.
How would we know? I mean, how do you're French. What the hell do you know? You feel that way.
Based off of
See, look at that. That's, she's French, guys. You can't trust her.
Do you know what that means, Leroy?
Do you even know what that means?
Do I know what that means?
Shut your mouth.
Yeah.
Whoa! I just because I didn't know what it meant, Leroy, you're going to come take a shot at me?
No, that's what it means.
Oh, it really does mean shut your mouth. It means shut
up. Well, now Brittany's chiming in, huh? Excuse me for trying to not.
I have to like be able to. I had to figure it out just because, like, one, they speak real fast, so it takes me a while to catch up.
Yeah,
not right. Because usually people that speak another language just speak the language. I translate, which makes it more difficult.
Yes, when you have to think about every word you're going to say, that's what makes it difficult.
And no, even understanding it, it takes me a while to break it down, and then.
My problem isn't comprehension or vocabulary. It's conjugation.
Yeah.
Like if I were to say it in English, I would say me, you, park, go, Leroy. Like, that's how it would translate. And then a person who, like, let's say there's a person who spoke Spanish, right? And they're trying to talk English and they say something like that to me. I'd be like, I understand what you're saying. Yeah, no problem.
Of course.
But if I try to do that in Spanish, they're like, you stupid idiot. You don't know the language of your ancestors.
I was just about to say that. I do feel like a part of the reason why I'm so ashamed to speak Spanish is because when I tried to learn, like, people would just make fun of me. So then it just discourages you because you're like, are you going to help me or are you just going to make fun of me?
No, I mean, I would have helped you.
You laughed at her. Me. You laughed at me that day.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
I laughed at the guy because that was funny.
Nah, she's Figgy is one of the main chastisers in my current life, in which I can say anything. Like, I love Taco Tuesday, and she's like, "You're fake.
You're a LARPer. You're LARPing Hispanic, Marcos. You're LARPing Hispanic."
I'm like, I didn't even. I just like tacos. What do you want? You're fake. But you know, thank you, Brittany, for being brave enough to share
my
that.
Testimony. Yeah.
Yes, your trauma is accepted here, and we appreciate you. Even though, let me read Dave South's comment that I briefly saw. Mm-hmm. See, and I can tell that he has he went to the translation thing, because where do you even get the NA thing on the keyboard? Huh? Where do you even get that?
Yeah, he went to Google Translate.
Yeah. Google Translate.
Muy pequeño. And I don't think it's that bad, guys. I don't think it's that bad.
Pequeño, what?
Dude.
Yeah.
You know what else is crazy? Like, so in French, to make something plural, they put the word in front. Like Spanish, I think you do it in Spanish too. So you don't add an S, you put a word in front to make it plural. Whereas in English, you put an S on the end. So whenever Mima talks, she don't put an S on the end. So she'll say, look at all them tree.
I'm not sure Mima knows French either.
Oh, no. Oh, no. I hear her talking to her brother and her sister.
So do they talk crap about you in French in your own house?
Mm. No, because after like maybe 4 years of them coming down, not my mother-in-law, but all of her family and stuff like that. And I used to get mad that they come over my house and speak French, because I'm like, yo,
you
a guest here, right?
Yeah.
So then finally Mel goes, you know, he can understand you, right? Mm. So I can understand a lot of stuff. So I would just answer in English, but then they can't, like, sometimes they give you that stare. Like, they don't understand your English. So
sometimes they'd be like, bonjour, blah, 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 Leroy. And then you'd be like, oh, they're talking about me. I know they're talking about me.
Can I just tell you this?
Yeah.
Of all the French people that I know, and when I went up there and where Mel's from, they only speak French, right?
Yeah.
Nobody's ever said bonjour.
I heard that, too. I heard, like, for example, there's a German saying, like, wander or something like that. Like, I don't know. But apparently some guy said it to a waiter there, just trying to be like a typical American tourist. And he's like, we don't say that bleep around.
Right. Right.
That's like, I don't know. I can
which just imagine every time I do it, we do interviews and Tobin does this. I'm like, the struts cursed.
Yeah.
They got mad. They were kind of hot.
Is that what he said? Wanka? Or was that on?
No, that was, we were on a boat. We were on a boat, and I think the captain was English. And so we had him on, right? That was the same That was the same boat that where Zoe said that Bam was going to be the guy.
Yes.
And so what did he say to the captain?
Well, Tobin,
he said wanker, and the guy goes, "You can't say that."
Typical Tobin fashion was doing his British impression and said, "You know, just mentioned the wanker."
And he's like,
"Oh, you can't say that." On air, you're not allowed to say that. And of course, he took it and ran for that. And we haven't stopped saying it since. So to all our UK listeners, you're getting that uncensored Tobin and Leroy today.
So there's a lot of stuff, and so when you learn a different language, right? When you learn a different language, like you're learning like the proper way that they speak. So it would be the difference in if you're learning English and I brought you to England.
Yeah.
And so that's how I learned, you know, because we have to learn a little bit of Spanish and a little bit of French in New Orleans because everything is Spanish and French. And so, like, nobody that I know speaks French or Spanish ever even talks anywhere near that nonsense I learned. Now, I can understand what they say by getting rid of that part of it, but, yeah, it doesn't, like, what people say to greet you and, like, no.
The two things that you learned in school from Spanish was donde está la biblioteca, and no one cares where the library is anymore.
I've
that completely
say,
is
I never I don't think I ever learned that in school.
But that's because you already
I'm saying like in school.
Class. Did you take Spanish for easy A?
Of course I did. What? Are you crazy?
You think I wanted to challenge myself learning French
or German?
Right.
So it's crazy because like
I should have
even the Spanish that they were teaching you, you're like,
yeah, sometimes I'll say, oh, no, you're wrong. And I'd be like, no, you're wrong.
Yeah.
Oh, you're wrong.
Well, I mean, the craziest part about growing up in South Carolina was that all my Spanish teachers were white. Mm. And I'm just like, correct you cannot, there's no way that you're grading me on Spanish. Like, there's just no way that you know more Spanish than I do. And they didn't.
Well, from what we've heard the last 10 minutes, your Spanish is not very good.
My Spanish is not bad. It really isn't that bad.
How often do you use vosotros?
I've never used that word a day.
But that's what I'm saying.
Nobody uses that.
Nobody uses that stuff. Because
that's proper Spanish. They teach you proper Spanish. There's a huge difference.
Right.
Especially Cubans, we use a lot of slang.
In the Queen's English, proper English, like learning a proper language. When you learn in school, that's how you learn. But that's not how anybody that you know speaks it.
Exactly. But the point was, is like in Spanish, they just give you like in Spanish class, they would just give you packets and you would just literally like conjugate the words, use it in a sentence. And that's easy. Like I can do that. The thing for me is speaking it, like being my brain catching up with my mouth in the sense of like conjugating in my head and then it coming out in a full sentence that makes sense. So in Spanish class, all the kids used to cheat off of my paper. I would finish my packet before everyone else, and then I would pass around my packet, so then everybody would get a good grade.
But then your teacher said you were wrong.
No, my teacher never told me I was wrong. They would never dare to tell me that I was wrong because they knew better. They know what my last name was. In their minds, I was fluent in Spanish.
Right.
Like, in their minds, I spoke better Spanish than they did. Right. Like, they used to ask me questions and be like, is this how you say this?
You see, yeah, in South Carolina, you're a star. In Hialeah, they shame you.
Exactly.
You know what our final exam was? Because I went to a Catholic school. Our final exam was we had to go to Mass, and we had to do the whole Mass. And in 1 year, we had to do it in Spanish, and 1 year, we had to do it in French.
Ooh.
Yeah. Learning, like, you're not speaking it. You're just learning.
I tell you what, nothing.
You know, because they would come up and you go, "En el nombre de Padre y Espíritu Santo, amen." And like, so I still like, that stuff carried on because I did it 4 years.
Yeah, I feel that.
But as far as the other stuff, like, you know, taking the test and stuff, like, yeah, just what you were talking about, conjugating the verbs and you know how to use the pronouns and stuff like that. But that's not. Coming to Miami, I'm like, yo, this is not like chapter two. Like,
yeah,
I'm
it's like
I got.
It's like the thing is, a lot of it is confidence. Because I there's a lot of times where I will get like, I will have a lot of adult beverages, and then I will be speaking Spanish, and my Spanish is really good. Like, it actually is really good. And everyone's always like, no, it's just that I don't have the thoughts. Like, it's not like I'm not overthinking anything. So I'm just speaking how I do. And everybody's like, oh, wait, you actually speak Spanish very well. And it's just because, again, my whole life, you don't understand, like, with my family, I would speak Spanish, and they'd be like, ha, you're so wrong. Ha, you're a no sabo kid. Ha, ha, ha. And it's like, she makes you feel shameful. So every time you speak, you think twice about what you're saying. Okay.
You got to just care like Marcos. Marcos.
Oh, Walker. What? You like, no, I do care. I do. I totally care.
Yeah.
No es a la biblioteca.
That doesn't even, see, you don't even like, but you don't even sound like Hispanic when you say that.
That hurts. That hurts.
I'm
that
sorry.
And then it's hard to so one of my problems here is you ask somebody their name and you make the assumption that, oh, you know, you're Latino, you can speak Spanish. Mm-hmm. And I have a lot of Marcos in my life that they got the name, the look, but no Spanish.
I love Brittany's like confiding in you guys, all the shameful experiences she had. And you're like, yeah, but you, this guy sucks. And I'm like,
what? Like, you know, nobody shows any sympathy for you, Marcos. No.
Like, Brittany's like, you know, this
is. Wait, so everybody in your family speaks Spanish, right?
I would say everyone on my dad's side, because they're Cuban, and I would say about 80% of my mom's side, and they're Puerto Rican. The ones that don't are in my generation.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I see what you're saying.
My generation and younger. So
everybody who didn't start school in the U.S.
Well, that's
doesn't
the thing.
Speak English.
It's
and
like
the kids that did start from like, yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Well, like I'm second generation American. So my parents are very Americanized. And right. They grew up speaking Spanish to their parents, but they still went to school in America like their whole lives.
Right.
So they speak two languages and they're very Americanized. So then
your parents
when,
made it a point to speak English in the house.
Well, the thing was that actually my first language was Spanish. I only spoke Spanish up until I went to kindergarten. And then when my brother started school, too, he came home and started speaking English, and then that's when I learned English. But my parents tried really hard for me. Spanish technically was my first language. It was the only language I spoke. I
mean, you said when you went to kindergarten, you barely knew English.
Mm.
I did.
That's right.
Yeah, I mean, I'm saying you barely knew how to speak. Yeah.
She's like, oh.
That's not true. At four years old, people, like, what are you talking about?
Yo, I said un caca. Like, that doesn't count, Brittany.
Are you crazy? Of course that counts. I can show you a video of my four-year-old nephew who's about to start school who can talk in complete sentences. Caca.
No, I'm not saying that, but it's not going to be the same as when you're 20.
Of course, but that's my point, Leroy. It's like I lost that because then my parents got lazy, and when I came back from school speaking English, and my brother came back from school speaking English, they got lazy and they started speaking to us in English. So then we lost all of that.
Yeah, I wasn't allowed to lose it because my grandparents didn't know English.
Well, neither did mine, but apparently that didn't matter.
Well, the only way I can communicate with my grandparents, I mean, I had to forcefully learn Spanish.
Well, that's the thing. My grandmother worked at a bank. So she understood English, but couldn't speak it well. So I would just talk to her in English, and then she would talk to me in Spanish. And that's how we would do it.
So I have a hard time. Like, this was crazy. So I go to the baby shower, right? Everybody in there is speaking Spanish. And I'm thinking to myself, everybody's speaking Spanish. Marcos don't know a lick of Spanish.
Let's see.
How's this working?
This is, I wouldn't say I don't know a lick of Spanish. I know Spanish, guys. I'm super Spanish. How many people do you think have this just laying around, huh? Huh?
Okay, so it's time to go to break, right?
Yeah,
I got rhythm. I do appreciate anyone who may have been listening on radio today. Every time I've made that sound, they're probably like, what the hell is going on? We're going to take a break. When we come back, more Tobin E. Leroy right here on 560 WQAM. time now for our favorite Thursday segment, Goosies or No Goosies. Who's Aaron Fig? Is that Hawk?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, he I is love here. That guy.
He's sitting in two.
His chair.
Yeah. I love his mic guy. Is up if he would like to say something.
No.
I told him to come on. He said no.
Tell him to pipe down. He can wait. Uh-oh. But I love him. Uh-oh. But I absolutely, I see him run around. I see his reflection. There he goes.
We're ending our beef.
We had a beef.
We had beef.
For how long?
For probably a year already.
Wow.
A year long beef that he had
no
beef.
What is he doing?
Do you think anyone who carries a leopard skin purse probably has some items in there she doesn't want found?
She was trying to go through my purse. What do you got in there, Figgy? What are you
Don't
hiding?
Don't worry about it.
All right.
Wow. She was very,
very protective of that bag, and I'm a little worried now. I'm a little worried now, but it's okay. It's fine. We shall power through to Goosies or No Goosies. And the first topic on the board, Leroy.
What's up?
The robots are taking our jobs again, but this time you may be down for this. It is official. They have received approval, and DoorDash is now launching DoorDash Air. DoorDash what? Air is mm-hmm. now officially a thing. They have drone services that will be delivering to your home. Does the idea of a drone delivering a food or an item to your home give you goosies or no goosies, Leroy?
When it comes to groceries, I don't even want DoorDash doing it or Uber. I need
they haven't even perfected things, that.
There's nope. certain things you need to take your butt to the grocery store and pick yourself.
Yeah, no, that makes sense. Especially
groceries. I don't want, because guess what? If you have random people, I don't even do the parking lot. Where they drop the food off. I don't want random people picking my food. Oh, I need a timeout. The lawn guy's getting ready to get ate by the dogs.
Oh, my goodness. Nice.
Poor guy.
Nice.
He can only move so fast. All right, so no goosies for him. Figgy, what do you think? DoorDash Air?
Just think about a bird possibly knocking down your food order or whatever.
Wow, a pigeon?
Imagine you get your food and there's like just feathers all over your food.
Oh my God. I didn't even think about that. Mm-hmm. I didn't even think, you know, eventually these animals are going to adapt and they're going to be like, well, there's a double quarter just pounder like, in the air.
Imagine that.
They're going to intercept
the food. And
also,
all those bags are kind of faulty. So just imagine things just.
Mm-hmm. Man, well, you know, they had to have thought about this. I'm interested to see how it'll work. I don't know.
Have they?
I'm not sure.
I'm not sure. Those cars that drive themselves are in accidents all the time, apparently.
The Waymos? Oh, my gosh. They're taking over the area around the studio. Have you guys noticed?
Yes. There's been one for months just right there across.
Just hovering. There's like, I don't know, like way more than I remember. Thank you, guys. I'll be here all night. Thank you. Thank you.
No.
Parker.
Minus one.
No.
Brittany, what about you? Does DoorDash Air, does that give you goosies or no goosies?
It gives me no goosies because, like,
no goosies.
I can at least. Sorry, that comment was really funny. Marcos needs Waymo television.
I don't understand. This is what I do to you. This is the sound that you guys treat the substitute.
That's funny. Because I'm against. Like using AI in sports because there is something fun about a human error. So I would like to blame if something goes wrong with my order, I'd rather it be a human and not something electronic.
Yeah, I get that. Yeah, like your drone delivers to another thing.
Exactly. Like, exactly.
That was close.
Did Dre attempt to decapitate your?
No, lawn it's guy? Not that. That the only thing the lawn guy has is a weed whacker, and he's like, I'm looking outside the window. I'm like, oh my goodness,
that ain't gonna work. I've seen Dre eat a weed whacker one time.
Yeah, he's better now. He don't attack everything that moves. Although my dogs still think that they can go and stand up in the trees and the iguana's gonna fall out.
You know, Brittany thinks she's French, so we've heard crazier things today. You know,
and you think that you're a part of the Wayan family.
You think you're Hispanic. Yeah.
You think like, you're Hispanic. Hey, you think you wear a size 12 or 13 shoe.
I think you got bigger feet than you do.
Like, please.
What you hit us with today and how that's something you explain to us. You don't actually explain it to the person involved.
Where's my other instruments? You know why? Because I'm trying to get an audition, if I'm being honest.
You've been requested to wear the Mickey hat behind you.
Well, if he didn't think that was funny, what do you think your options are? What do you think your opportunity is going to be?
You know, Leroy, maybe if I wear him down. Maybe if I just keep bothering him eventually. My son does it all the time. My son wakes up in the morning.
Hey.
Yeah.
There's wins that don't get moved.
He literally just told you that.
Yes.
But it's
the only invitation you're going to get is to a restraining order or a court.
You're going to be summoned to the courts.
Are you going to get an order for that list?
Like, I'm going to show up to the improv this weekend and he's just going to roll his eyes.
Mm-hmm.
The Indian guy. Because like, he thinks you're Indian.
For sure. Which is
you're
like,
closer to Indian than you are
Hispanic.
Yeah.
All right, that's it. Figgy, give me a Spanish word right now. Spanish word. And I'll translate it. Y griega. Naranja.
You know what? I was going to say something, but I'm not even going to risk it. Go.
I would have reported you.
Go.
I would have reported you to the authorities. All right, so no gooseies on the DoorDash air. You guys are open.
No. I don't. Like, there's. All right. Listen.
All right.
I get everybody trying to make life easier.
Yeah.
But there are just certain things that you have to do yourself. You have to pick your own fruit, your own vegetables, your own meat. Because you need to see that meat to know before you put it in your bag how it looks.
Wait, so and imagine so like
I'm never going to order stuff like that and have it delivered.
What were you saying, Figgy?
DoorDash. So like groceries too?
Yeah.
So just imagine that. Like, how many like trips do you have to make? Like, what if it's a big grocery?
But I will say this though.
Like a minimum. I mean, a maximum 10 items or something.
Wait, I will say this though, Jennifer. Some of the means in which our DoorDash and Uber gets to the station might getting there by air might be a little safer.
I don't think so.
You haven't lived till you've seen your Uber box come in between the legs of a guy on a moped holding it with his feet.
So true.
Like, are you kidding me?
It adds a little flavor.
No, but I'm just saying, like, there's barely room for him, and he's got your food. Like, can I get a basket or something?
What if it gets tangled in trees or it gets blown away?
Well, it's like, think about the robots. Think about the little robots in downtown who have yet to perfect.
Yeah. They're, people constantly have to like help them back.
What
into
do they
the...
do? I've seen those, but what do they do?
They deliver food.
Oh, that's what they do.
Yeah,
okay. Yeah. They look like. Small
I mean, the cars are doing okay, right?
The Waymos. You should have heard my joke, Leroy. It was a great joke. Everyone was laughing. Everyone was still laughing. They're like, "Oh, no,
you got a minus one for your joke, actually."
They're like, "Oh,
I
gotta
tell
funny.
You, when I see Waymo. One of them on the road, I get over two.
Oh, me too.
I don't trust it. Or if I see somebody. If I see somebody in their electric car going hands free, oh no.
Nope.
No, sir.
All right, how about this one here? This movie came out at midnight. If you want a chance to see it, good luck. It's going to be packed. Officially comes out everywhere tomorrow.
Spider-Man,
brand new day. Leroy, gooseys or no gooseys?
I've watched Spider-Man is the Spider-Man is the least of my favorite.
That's crazy because he has some of the best movies in any in the Marvel universe.
Like, oh, okay,
he does. But that's just, he doesn't like, appeal to Leroy. Leroy doesn't like, you know.
I get that. Like the first couple, like they were really cool, but then it's like. All right, dude. I like him in Avengers, although he's a pain, but I get the different angles of all the heroes or whatever. So that, but not on his own.
And aren't you tired of Zendaya? Ugh.
Oh no!
How dare you?
She is like
She's
like the latest and hottest right now.
I am over.
She's America's sweetheart.
She doesn't do anything crazy. She's very professional.
She's a very bossy woman.
And they're in love.
What?
And married.
Have you seen
Married
Euphoria?
And in love?
Or that other tennis player?
Euphoria,
movie?
But Challenges. Nobody watches Euphoria for her.
What? Well, no one watches Euphoria anymore.
Anymore at all.
But there's
no. My wife's watching it. She just started watching.
Oh well.
Now, can I ask you a question? I've been spoiler watching. Alert. You guys have all seen it, right?
No.
I've seen the first.
I saw the first two seasons.
I saw like two episodes.
I've seen
or
clips.
Second season.
It is the hardest thing for me to do. Is like put everything together with all the different people in their roles.
It's a terrible show. Just know that. Like, it's not a good show. And it only gets worse.
Really?
The first season really is actually
like,
good.
Like, because I'm trying to figure out, like, what is really going on. And the fact of the matter is nothing.
A mess.
The only people why, the only people, reason why people watch it is because of Sweeney. But then her man, her husband got her toe and his foot chopped off, fingers and whatever.
Yeah.
What? Like, it's just...
Oh, you're
like,
watching... You're on the third season, which is the worst season to ever come out in television.
No, I'm just... keep in mind, I'm just watching... my wife watch it from the other room.
Yeah, the first season's good. The second season isn't good. The third season's awful.
And that's why it's no longer with us.
Amen.
Yeah.
It also took them 8 years to finish all three seasons, which is just...
Yeah,
ridiculous.
And aren't they in high school or something like that? Like,
well, they were in high school. Then there's like a 5-year jump from the second season to the third. No, it came out in 2020. The first season came out in 2020. The second season came out in 2022. And then this season came out this past year. Took them.
Can I just say, to Netflix,
I was being hyperbolic.
To Netflix, to Prime, to all these people making these shows. If you make a show and it has a long gap, I'm just moving on to another show. Mm-hmm. And that's why they lose a lot of interest.
Yeah,
right?
House of Dragon almost lost me, I'm not gonna lie to you.
But they've been out every year.
And their shows are fire, but I was kinda like, I don't know. Oh, House of Dragon, it's been about a year and a half.
Right, but the Game of Thrones, would they take a 2 or 3 year hiatus?
Yeah, be careful. Brittany gets really angry when you talk about Game
it's
of Thrones.
It's not true.
I just accuse Brittany of things.
You really do.
Are you watching House of Dragons, Brittany?
No, I have never. I told you a million
you've never
trillion
even seen
times.
Game of Thrones.
I'm not watching any of
it. Am I the only one watching House of Dragons?
Yes.
I'm 2 episodes behind, I gotta admit.
Which is amazing that I'm the only one watching it because.
He never watched it to
back in the day, I was the only one not watching Game of Thrones.
All right, last thing on the docket.
What is. I don't even think that you're doing it right.
Think I'm doing it right. It doesn't sound right. I feel like it's. Is it inside out? I gotta flip this thing.
Anyway, you don't even need, you try to be Latino by having Latino instruments. You don't even know how to use them, which makes you look even worse.
Just kidding. There's a handle. No, there's a handle here. You gotta hold the handle.
Looks like a cheese grater.
It does look like a cheese grater, actually. Yeah, maybe I could use my cheese grater instead.
I'm more than sure you're not prepping your cheese, bro. Like you ain't.
You don't know. Hey, listen, I got some of the best St. Louis baby back ribs. They're not St. Louis and baby back. I got some of the best St. Louis ribs on this side of the Mississippi.
Oh, you never told me how they turned out.
Perfect. Amazing. Delicious. Yeah. And I told everyone the secret is the apple
juice. Can I just tell you this?
It's the what?
So
it's the apple juice.
I went out of my way. Listen. I went out of my way. I said, I'm going to take you to get the ribs. I'm going to give you a list of all the things you need. I'm going to help you put it all together. And then I'm going to grill the same thing so we could be on the same time frame. Right? So I call them on. I call them. We go on a Thursday. We go down to get the ribs. Right? Then on Friday, I was going to call them to say we're going to season them up. But then I said, never mind. We'll just do it the day of. Call him in the morning, tell him take his ribs out to get him room temperature. Showed him how to take the thing off, but then he said, oh no, I saw a video on that. Not the same, right?
It was.
And then I call him back when it's time to season them up and start grilling, and he goes, "I'm already prepping my ribs." I'm like, "How?" He's like, "I'm rubbing this brown sugar in." I'm like, "No."
Yeah. No, it was a secret ingredient. I got it.
No, you can't put brown sugar on ribs by themselves. Then they're going to burn. So, like, he tried to go rogue. Like, what are you doing?
Well, ladies and gentlemen, this has been the Tobin and Leroy Show. We are going to take a long break here and hand it over to Hawk and Crowder tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
Tomorrow, Mr. Gelb, I believe, will be in the host chair. Brittany.
Zachary Gelb.
Brittany will be there. Fig will be there. So try not to miss me. You guys only had to suffer for today, luckily, because, I had some more words. I had some more words to give you guys. And I had someone else in my lineage that I'd like to reveal who I was related to, but we'll Kermit? Talk about that. No, you see, on the way out, you had to do that to me. It's bad enough. I got this TV, say? Leroy.
Kermit.
Kermit. We will see you guys tomorrow.
To know that I like pig booty and cinematographic history.
Start digging in your butt, twin.
Shut up, Marco.
I see y'all when I see y'all.
The Tobin and Leroy Show is sponsored by Miami Lakes Chevrolet. Miami Lakes Chevrolet, where you walk in as a customer and drive out as family.